Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of the Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to the Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
Today's episode is brought to you by Select Italy. Select Italy designs custom itineraries and books a whole range of products and services, including fascinating tours, romantic weddings, or honeymoon trips, along with ticketing services for museums and musical events in Italy. Visit selectitaly.com to learn more. This episode of Amateur Traveler is sponsored by Rover.com, the nation's largest network of neighborhood pet sitters and dog walkers. Go to rover.com/travel and get $20 off your dog's first booking. I got my bags packed on a roll. I'm heading out there and I'm ready to go. Looking real good in my passport photo. Amateur Traveler, episode 506. Today, the Amateur Traveler talks about the Rhine River and museums, a torchlight parade, and melted cheese as we go to Basel, Switzerland. Welcome to the Amateur Traveler. I'm your host, Chris Christensen. We'll be hearing more from our sponsors in a minute, but first, let's talk about Basel and Switzerland. I'd like to welcome to the show Claudia McCoy from St. Louis, who's come to talk to us about Basel, Switzerland. Claudia, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Claudia, what is your relationship with Basel, Switzerland, that we are talking to you about Basel?
Basel is my hometown. I've lived there almost all my life until I moved here to St. Louis 20 years ago.
That really doesn't count as all your life if you have the 20-year... Excellent. And first of all, let's put Basel on the map. I'm not sure everybody knows their Swiss geography here. Where is Basel?
It's in the very north of Switzerland, bordering right to Germany and France.
The very north and the very west.
Correct. Yeah, northwest.
Okay. It's. Excellent. And why should somebody go to Basel?
Basel is now, it's really becoming a world city. It has probably famous over here for us is Art Basel, Art Miami. They're in conjunction.
Okay. I've not heard of this.
Yeah. It's a huge art exhibition now. Then we have the jewelry and watch industry, of course. That's also really big in Basel. And it's just really becoming this world city that features a lot of great restaurants. And then, of course, in February, March has the Swiss Carnival. I think that's really becoming world famous.
Excellent. And you talk about the watches, and of course, people know Switzerland for watches. I want to say that some of that, and stop me if I'm wrong, if I'm getting my history wrong here, that some of that got started by French Huguenots who came in to Switzerland to free persecution and then brought with them the watch trade.
Mm-hmm. Initially, yes.
Interesting. And when we talk about this being in Switzerland, which language is prevalent in Basel?
German.
Okay. And that's a little surprising to me just because of the geography. I mean, we're really, really close to France there, but it is one of the German-speaking towns.
Yeah. And it's interesting. It's very German-speaking, but because it's so close to the border, you have a lot of Germans and French people coming to work to Basel on a daily basis. So it's a little mixed pot.
Okay. And what kind of itinerary would you recommend for someone going to Basel? What should we see first?
First, I think I would definitely, you know, just walk the old city. I mean, it has a beautiful red town hall with a gorgeous golden roof. So that's definitely worth seeing. A little bit of shopping, but every time I go, I just want to walk up and down the city. It's just gorgeous. It's right on the Rhine River, so you can take like little cruises across. The Rhine really goes through the city, so you can, you know, walk multiple bridges to get over it. It's stunning.
When you say it's right on the Rhine River, It is the last navigable spot on the Rhine. if I'm not mistaken. I did a Rhine River cruise, for instance, and we started from Basel and cruised all the way to Amsterdam. But I don't think you can get much further up than Basel.
That's correct, yeah.
Because there are waterfalls.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the waterfalls are coming afterwards, yeah.
Just outside of town?
A little bit further down, yeah.
Okay.
And then you can go to the outskirts as well. I mean, I love the city, but then on the outside they have, you know, it gets hilly, so you can do some nice little hikes. You can go and see churches. We have great museums. So there's lots to do.
Okay. Well, let's dig into some of those in a little more detail. So you mentioned the old town that we want to see, the city hall. Is that a tour that we would do or self-guided, or is there anything else we want to remember to do when we're in city hall?
I'm pretty sure there is a tour. I would have to double check to see if it comes in English, but I'm pretty sure it's in German for sure that I know. City hall tour for sure. There are walking tours that you can take in the city.
Okay. Have you been on any of the walking tours in the city that you would recommend?
I have been many, many years ago.
Okay.
You know, like those European towns, they have like all these little tiny little alleys where you want to go and explore. And that's really why I wanted to do it. I just wanted to get to know the city a little bit better and see all these little hidden alleys, so to speak. Yeah. And stories with them.
The other funny thing about that is we found when we were in Vienna last summer that when you are doing one, we were doing a self-guided walking tour through all the little alleys, and it also meant that we were avoiding all the crowds.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we were off of the main drags and other people didn't know about that. So even in the height of the tourist season, those can be a nice thing to do.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
Excellent. Are there other historic sites we want to see while we're downtown?
It's called the Spalentor. And it's really, Basel still has, I believe, 3 of the original city gates. And it's a little on a little bit of a hill, but the hill is completely built up. I mean, there's stores, restaurants, and everything. So it's a nice little walk to get up there, and you see the original city gate from medieval times.
I don't think you should apologize for there being a hill in Switzerland. I personally...
Well, you know, it's not flat.
I believe that people should expect that if they're going to Switzerland, they're going to be doing some walking and it's going to be uphill both ways.
Exactly. It's not flat. Yeah. Back to the art museum. There's going to be a new one opening this spring, but they also have the museum from Jean Tinguely, which was this very famous sculptor/painter. And it's kind of like an interactive museum. It's a fun museum to go to, especially for children, too.
You say interactive. I'm assuming we're not sculpting.
No. But he has these sculptures that are moving, you know, where you...
Oh, okay. More modern kinetic sculptures.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Got it. Okay. All right. Yeah. I was picturing Rodin, so I had the wrong mental image here. Excellent. And then you mentioned other museums. What other museums would you recommend while we're in museum mode?
There's a dollhouse museum. It's interesting. At first, I always thought, I don't know. But we went a couple of years ago, and it's really actually interesting to see the story or the history, I guess, from, I think it was Victorian times, where they started collecting these stuff.
Okay, that makes sense. I can think of the Victoria and Albert Museum in London. It has quite a dollhouse collection. Is there a specific Basel connection for dollhouses?
No.
Okay, all right. Just somebody started collecting dollhouses in London, Basel. Okay.
Yeah, and it just kind of grew and grew and grew. Yeah. And then, of course, we have like the historical museum and, you know, things like that. But I would definitely say I think the art museum and the Tinguely Museum are probably the two top ones.
Excellent. And then anything else we want to do in the old town while we're down there?
There's a gorgeous Gothic cathedral, like right on the Rhine. I mean, you'll get to it when you walk around that town. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that big, but that's definitely a really great lookout point.
Okay, excellent. And then as we work our way into the new town, other things that you want to suggest?
New town is a little bit more modern, but more business, more hotels, things like that. So nothing really... I would recommend going there.
All right. Let's talk about places to eat then, because we've been seeing enough museums at this point and we've done the walking tour and we're hungry. What are we going to eat and where are we going to go for it?
Lots of different restaurants here. You can go your traditional fare, Swiss cuisine, which is kind of more German oriented. So a lot of meats, potatoes, noodles. But then we also love our Italian cuisine. I mean, we're big on pastas and pizzas. We do have a restaurant which I love, and it's called Lily's, and it's Asian fare, I'm going to say, but it has really great community tables. You just sit somewhere and you get your food and you just have the sense of being like in a little community and you don't know anybody and you make friends real easily. It's a great place.
Okay. Let's take a break here and hear from our sponsor, who is Select Italy. Select Italy is the ultimate source for travel to Italy and offers a wide range of superior Italian travel products and services, including customized itineraries, state-of-the-art tours and packages, wedding, honeymoon trips, unique culinary classes, a complete pre-departure ticketing service for museums and musical events, private guided tours, yacht charters, transportation, hotel reservations, villa booking, and more. Through a vast network of suppliers and cultural contacts, anything and everything you need for optimum travel to Italy is possible with Select Italy. Based in Chicago with an office in New York and Shanghai and support staff in Italy, the company has expanded its offerings and travel services to the Balkans with the launch of Select Croatia. Visit selectitaly.com and selectcroatia.com. Most of the food that I think of as Swiss food, of course, is melted cheese. And most of that is traditionally actually winter food.
It is. It is.
Even though us silly tourists are eating it all time of year.
Well, yeah. And even, I mean, when I go over there in the summer, then they always kind of think, yeah, goodbye meal, so to speak. We'll have to have fondue or, yeah, raclette or something like that. And it's 30 degrees outside Celsius.
Raclette. I'm not sure that everybody knows what that is. You want to describe a raclette for us?
Raclette is also melted cheese, but you have slices of cheese and you kind of grill it on this tabletop grill in front of you. And you can also grill meats on the top or, you know, anything else, vegetables that you can think of. You put that on the grill top and then the cheese kind of slides underneath of this grill and you just put it everything over potatoes and it's just fabulous.
Well, I've also seen it where you just take the big wheel of cheese, you put it up against the heat, and then you scrape off the melted cheese, and then you get a plate of melted cheese and maybe some pickles and onions. Just very pure cheese lover food here.
Yeah, absolutely. We love our cheese.
I can completely relate to it. Well, one of the things in the pitch was that there are some particularly good festivals, some particularly good times of year to come to Basel. Let's start with times of year. What kind of season would you recommend for Basel?
Of course, summer's great because there's all kinds of outdoors activities. And I think now in July, they have I think it's the fifth time in a row, I want to say now, that they have the Basel Tattoo. So it's really like the Edinburgh Tattoo where all these different bands come in. So that's really fantastic to see.
Now, the Edinburgh Tattoo is more of a military tradition. This sounds
Correct.
Like it's more of a music festival.
No, it really is military.
Oh, it is? Okay. Right.
Yeah. Like they bring in all these different bands from all over the world. And yeah, it's great.
So more drum and bugle corps sort of sounds or?
Yeah, drum and pipes.
Okay. Interesting. And when is that?
I want to say it's July.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fantastic. There's a Swiss group called the Top Secret Drum Corps.
Wait, should you be telling us about this?
No, yeah, well, they're actually right now over in New Zealand. So they do all these tattoos all over the world.
Interesting.
It's great, yeah. So that's really fun to see. Fall is a good time because you have great weather and it's not as hot.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get into the winter month, which you can't do really any skiing outside of Basel. But of course, February, early March is when this great festival happens. And that's definitely worth going to see.
And tell us more.
So this festival, it's called the Three Most Beautiful Days of Basel. Basel's history is more Protestant-based. So it starts every Monday after Ash Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts Sunday night with a fire parade outside of Basel, on the outskirts of Basel.
And fire parade, we're doing a torchlight parade?
Yeah. I mean, they built brooms. They look like brooms.
Okay.
Out of pine wood, because I guess that's the best wood to last the longest when it's on fire.
Okay.
I'm going to say there's probably hundreds of these brooms, and they carry them through the little town in a procession.
There's got to be a history here. Why are we carrying lit brooms through the town here?
They're crazy, no. It's really, I think it goes back to they want to get rid of winter and
okay.
try to scare off winter, melting away winter, so to speak, and bringing in spring.
And you say it's not 3 days in a row, but it's three Mondays in a row.
No, it's 3 days in a row.
3 days in a row, okay, but the first Monday after Ash Wednesday. So
Correct.
It's actually in Lent.
Correct, yeah.
Interesting, okay.
So they started off with that fire parade, and then Monday morning at 4:00 is the official beginning in Basel itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an incredible feeling because you're in this big city with thousands of people, and you have, for the carnival, these people that are participating in the carnival, they're dressed up. They have costumes on. They have masks on and mostly play the pipes and drums. And on their mask, they have these little lanterns. And so probably like 2-3 minutes before 4 o'clock in the morning, the entire city goes dark. Like there's not a light that's on in the city. No street lamps, no store lamps, nothing. And it goes dark. And at 4 o'clock, like all these little lanterns start glowing and they march through the dark street playing their instruments. It gives you like chills when you see it and when you're there. It's really quite incredible.
Wait, with the dark streets and 4 o'clock, are we doing 4 o'clock a.m. or 4 o'clock p.m.?
A.m.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I realized at some point, yeah, that 4 o'clock, even in the wintertime, isn't going to be that dark. Oh my, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, they just kind of, that's the official start. Mm-hmm. They wander through the streets probably till like maybe 7-ish. And at that point, you might go and get your traditional fare of, during those 3 days, the traditional fare is a flour soup or onion pie.
Okay.
Those are the two things, and a glass of white wine.
A flour soup, you're talking about bread flour, sort of flour.
Yeah.
That sounds fairly basic.
It's very basic.
Okay. Yeah. So it is associated, or was associated then probably with Lent and giving things up probably if we were having flour soup for,
yeah,
interesting.
For your meal. Yeah. Yeah. So, and then Monday afternoon, you have a huge parade. I think it's like somewhere around like 300 floats now that last several hours. I mean, people come and watch this, and the participants, they throw out oranges, flowers, confetti. I mean, and then each float has like a little theme to kind of, I mean, usually they make fun of local personalities or a subject that was really big in Switzerland and kind of highlight something like that.
So if you read up on your Swiss politics ahead of time, you'll appreciate the floats better.
You'll appreciate it. That's right. You know what's going
on. I understand.
And sometimes international.
Yeah, the Dusseldorf parade that I was at for Carnival, there were definitely both local politicians being lampooned and a few that I recognized from the international stage. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah,
maybe a U.S. president or two, but
exactly. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, and we're watching this with a glass of Glühwein in our hand or something like that to keep warm, or
definitely. Yeah, okay. That's always good. That's always good. And then, really, I mean, that goes on till Thursday morning at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
It really lasts 72 hours, and then it's over.
In the festival, not the parade, but...
Correct, the festival, yeah.
Okay, and other events that are going on then besides the marching through the city with lit brooms in the middle of the night and the big parade?
Monday and Wednesday night is a big night for mainly in restaurants, and that's where these groups... They're still wearing masks and costumes, and they go to the restaurants and they really sing their poems now. And it's more poems where they kind of make fun of local news and politicians again. But that's huge. That's a huge draw. And Wednesday night, you have out on the kind of like the market square, you have a big concert of all the bands.
Okay. Interesting. Good fun. And this year's just finished.
Just finished last Wednesday.
We're telling people for preparing for next year here, but...
That's correct.
Excellent.
Correct. And I think I already checked. I think it's March 6th when it starts next year.
2017 for those people who are listening to this, someone in the future.
Okay.
Excellent.
Let's take a break here and hear from our sponsor, Rover.com. We love our dogs, but sometimes the travel bug calls and we have to leave our best friends behind. Rover.com is the nation's largest network of loving and trustworthy pet sitters and dog walkers. Discover and book the perfect pet care for you, your dog, and your budget on Rover.com. Browse profiles, read reviews, and find someone in your neighborhood who offers pet sitting, dog boarding, dog walking, or doggy daycare. Then book and pay all through Rover. It's that easy. With Rover, you can relax. Your dog is in good hands. Rover offers general background checks, and every sitter profile has been individually reviewed and approved. Rover's got you covered with cute photo updates, premium pet insurance, and 24/7 support. Visit rover.com/travel to get $20 off your dog's first booking. Go ahead, find someone who will love your dog while you're away at rover.com/travel.
Excellent. And then you had mentioned earlier, a couple of things I'd want to get back to is some good hikes outside of town. Do you want to be specific what your favorite hike or two is in the Basel region?
You know, Switzerland is pretty small, so you could jump on a train and you can really get anywhere in Switzerland.
Anywhere, sure.
Yeah. I mean, within an hour, you're, you know, close to the mountains. That's always a great little day excursion if you're there for a week, you know.
Okay. And where would you go?
Yeah, I would probably say easiest one, I would go to Lucerne.
Okay.
And from there, I mean, you have probably 3-4 mountains in easy reach if you want to do an ice hike.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to talk about getting around in Switzerland, and, you know, it's not hard to drive either, but the train is definitely something that I think people need to be aware of because, you know, we're in Switzerland. The trains run on time.
They run on time.
They're a very pleasant experience.
They're a great experience. It's so much easier, you know. I mean, driving is, yeah, it's super easy, but then you always have to find parking spots. They're charging for parking.
Sure. Once you get inside the cities, then having the car is no great advantage.
Correct.
Although getting out to someplace like Interlaken or someplace like that, it's not difficult to have a car there. But yeah, you're right. Downtown, you don't really want one. Excellent. Any tricks that we need to know in terms of saving money? Because we are in Switzerland and the Swiss franc is usually high against the dollar and other currencies.
It is. Now going back, I'm always a little bit in shock how much I'm spending. But, you know, now I always say, I guess, go to the grocery store, pick up a drink, you know, grab a sandwich rather than go into a restaurant and have a full blown lunch.
Right.
That's definitely where you can save some money, you know.
Well, and if we're going off on a hike, we can make it a picnic. So
that's right.
Excellent.
Yeah, grab the backpack. Yeah.
Now, Switzerland is a small country, but it has an amazing amount of variety in the sense that Basel is not Lucerne, is not Geneva, is not Zurich.
Correct.
What makes Basel different?
Basel is very, to me, it's still, we kind of call it the old town. And so to me, it is a town.
Okay.
It hasn't become a big city, so to speak. Although, I mean, it is, but it doesn't feel like it.
So not quite as businesslike as Zurich.
Correct.
Okay.
Not quite as international as Geneva.
Interesting. Okay.
But yet, I think we're heading that way. Basel is big in pharmaceuticals. So we have, yeah, all the major pharmaceutical companies are headquartered there. So we are seeing a lot more international businesses. But it's just a little bit more, I think it's a little bit more charming than the other cities.
Okay. And if I think I know Switzerland, but I haven't been to Basel, what's going to surprise me about Basel?
I'm going to say like the friendliness of the locals. I think that's really what's always makes me smile. I think that's why I like to walk through one side at a time. To the other side. It's just to see the locals. You know, I think it's every Wednesday morning they still have a farmer's market in a market square. And just to stop there and chat with everybody, I think it's just great.
You know, just once I want somebody to say, you know, the people are really unfriendly.
I know, right?
There is one episode I can think of that the guest said that, but we won't pick on Malta right now. But the other thing you mentioned that I want to get back to is you mentioned churches, but we only talked about the cathedral. Is there any other church historical or interesting that you wanted to cover, or is the cathedral pretty much the one we should see?
No, it definitely is the cathedral.
Okay.
Now, there is, in the fall, there is, I think it's 2 weeks, there is like almost like a fairground, and up by the cathedral is a huge Ferris wheel at that point. That's why I just remember that. You know, if you happen to be there in the fall and you see that, that's a great ride. I mean, you're right there on the Rhine overlooking the cathedral.
Excellent.
And then you take the Ferris wheel.
And then you mentioned the Rhine and boat trips on the Rhine. You were, I think, just doing a quick boat trip across the Rhine, or is there a sightseeing trip that you would recommend?
No, there's no sightseeing trips, but there's 4 different little ferries that you can take at various points just to cross the river.
Okay. And then let's talk about, if I'm using Basel as my home base, are there a couple day trips that you would recommend from Basel?
Definitely Lucerne.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely check that one out. You could go to Interlaken and check out the Jungfrau.
And tell people what that is.
The Jungfrau? Well, Interlaken itself is a really great town.
Mm-hmm. Strangely enough, in between the lakes, hence Interlaken.
That's correct. And the Jungfrau is one of the 3. There's really a chain of mountains right there. And the Jungfrau is the most famous one. It also has a restaurant on the very top, like most of the Swiss mountains. But it is the highest one, I believe, at 3,400 meters, I think, above sea level. So really great experience. You can see the glaciers. They have an ice palace up there where you can go through. So it's an awesome place up there.
We should say weather permitting, because I have stayed in Interlaken to go visit there and wasn't able to because of the weather. I have to get back to that. And as long as you're mentioning Interlaken, one of my favorite castles in Switzerland is Oberhofen Castle, which is right on one of the two lakes that surround Interlaken. Just a beautiful little castle with one little turret that goes out into the water. So you've probably seen pictures of this. Very pretty.
But you almost like staying on the water. Yeah.
Any other side trips you recommend while we're in Basel?
Yes, there's actually, if you go then across the border to France, for instance, I mean, they have gorgeous little towns, Colmar, which is these beautiful little towns filled with, when we were there last summer, I mean, filled with little flowers, you know, and I mean, it's just really, really cute. So you can do day trips over to France, you can do them over to Germany, I mean, they're really close by.
Well, the first time we were in Basel, we were touring the Rue de Vin, the wine road in France in Alsace-Lorraine, which basically comes right down to Basel. I don't know whether it actually comes all the way there, but it's a easy trip to combine that or a trip to Strasbourg.
Yeah, Strasbourg.
Excellent. Before we get to my last four questions, what else should we know before we go to Basel?
Well, besides the obvious where you're going to stay... Maybe read up a little bit. You have a good map, maybe, you know, on your phone. You're ready to go. It's pretty easy.
Okay. Last four questions. Then you're standing in the prettiest spot in Basel. Where are you standing and what are you looking at?
The prettiest spot for me is probably up by the cathedral where I can see the Rhine River. Switzerland, the mother of our nation, her name is Helvetia. And so she's kind of like this woman, almost kind of like Lady Liberty, you know, like dressed in the gown, and then she has the shield. And there's a spot where she sits down. So you see the statue. She sits down by the river and rests her shield. And I love that spot just as much. So as long as I can see the river, I'm totally fine.
Excellent. One thing that makes you laugh and say only in Basel.
Oh, definitely the carnival. I mean, I love the humor the locals have.
Can you give me an example?
Well, it's very dry. They're very sarcastic people.
So what is a typical Basel joke?
Oh, in English? Couldn't even tell you one right now. I honestly...
Can you tell us one in German? But
no.
Oh, well, okay. And finish this. You really know you're in Basel when what?
It really is when it's 2 minutes before 4 o'clock in the morning and the carnival starts and all the lights are going up because there's such an anticipation in the air.
That is pretty unique too.
Oh, exactly. I mean, and you know, I mean, there are all these people around, but there's not a, I mean, there's hardly a sound in that city, which is so crazy too. Hmm. And you're just waiting there and you can't wait for it to start. I think that's what it is.
Excellent. And if you had to summarize Basel in just three words, what three words would you use?
Well, I'm going to use Old Town as one word.
Okay.
It's really my charming, modern Old Town. It really is. It's something that provides everything.
Excellent. Our guest again has been Claudia McCoy from St. Louis. And Claudia, thanks so much for coming on The Amateur Traveler and sharing with us your love for your hometown, Basel, Switzerland.
Oh, I loved it. Thank you so much. Thank you. It was fun.
I heard this week from Daryl, who said, I meant to send this weeks ago, but better late than never. I have long been a listener and always enjoy the show. I always like the variety the different guests bring while you are so very consistent. Somehow the show is always a surprise while being exactly what I expect. While I work to travel, it is never enough, but your show helps me ease the cubicle blues and keeps me looking forward to my next trip. Currently, St. Petersburg in September. I just wanted to say that I was so pleased to hear your voice after listening to my second favorite podcast, The Daily Tech News Show. It feels like a natural fit for you to bring a travel tech voice to DTNS. Keep up the fantastic work, Daryl. For those of you who don't know, my favorite Daily Tech News Show, like Daryl, is a show called The Daily Tech News Show by a friend and fellow podcaster, Tom Merritt. And I've been doing probably weekly for him just a tech and travel minute, just a little bit of knowledge about travel and technology and how they go together. On a completely unrelated note, I'm looking forward in just a couple weeks to meeting up with some of you and heading off to Cambodia. So that should be exciting. I just put a picture up of a Khmer ruin that I saw just on the border of Thailand
and Cambodia on the website today because I'm starting to get in travel mode. And coincidentally, some of you listened to the show that we did on cruising around Cape Horn in South America, and one of the couples that sat at our table that we met on that are coming to visit us this weekend. So it's a time to think about traveling with some of you and to catch up with some of you we've traveled with before. And although I like solo travel from time to time, just wrote an article about sometimes you need a road trip on the blog, I also like spending time with people that I like. And that's a pretty darn good way to travel as well. With that, we're going to end this episode of The Amateur Traveler. If you have a question, send an email to host@amateurtraveler.com. Or better yet, leave a comment on this episode at amateurtraveler.com. You can find all the links in the show notes, in the lyrics of this episode, and as always, thanks so much for listening.